This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Readers of cartoonist Berkeley Breathed's Sunday-only comic Opus know the end is near. The author has announced that the final edition of the feature will be published on November 2nd. While readers await that last page, he himself has already said goodbye to the lovably anxious little penguin.
I actually drew the last drawing of Opus about 2 weeks ago, the very last time I would draw him, which was an interesting experience. I'm sure he may be drawn again for someone's book or an autograph, but for professional purposes, he's done, and that was a very moving moment, actually, after 30 years of drawing the little guy.
This will be the third time that Breathed has walked away from a successful comic. He's best known for creating the daily strip Bloom County, in which Opus first appeared all through the 1980s, collecting a Pulitzer Prize for it along the way. That was followed by his first Sunday-only feature, Outland, which had a 6-year run, and now Opus, which began almost 5 years ago. Breathed says he has multiple reasons for this third, and he insists final, comic cessation.
The sun setting on the wood pulp newspaper industry is a factor, but it also converged with the odd times that we're in. The national discourse is not improving. It's about to tip over into a low level that will make the present level of discourse seem very quaint and folksy. And I wanted to keep Opus the way he was, and if I stuck him around for a few more years, he would get drawn into the bitterness that I know I would be drawn into. And I would rather have him stay a little bit more balanced as he is now and let him go out that way.
Instead of comics, Breathed is now concentrating on writing and illustrating books for children, which he says is now his preferred medium.
I've done 7 children's books, and I've got several more on the slate. I'm doing a novel for young readers and developing several of those as Hollywood projects. One of my books is slated to go into production next year with Disney. So that's keeping me very busy.
That change in emphasis reflects a change in his own life, Breathed says, as he has happily plunged into parenthood.
Once you've read a child a book at bedtime, it changes your perspective on all children's books. I very much would love to go back and revisit my earlier books. I think the latter books that I've been working on, the latter stories, they're more emotional stories. And that came from having a child on my lap and reading a story and seeing the effect that a story can have on a child.
Still, Breathed admits there will likely be times, perhaps sooner rather than later, when he'll find himself missing his longtime penguin partner.
I have a feeling that if I'm going to be missing it, I will be missing it in a couple of months when I realize that I haven't drawn him and I haven't seen his face. And when I used to draw Opus, my kids would explain to me, because I never knew I was doing it, I would adopt the expression on Opus's face as I was drawing him on my own face. And suddenly not doing that for a couple of months, I think I will realize that I've lost a major bit of self-therapy.
Berkeley Breathed will make a rare Northern California appearance at the Charles Schulz Museum in Santa Rosa tomorrow at 1 p.m., at which he'll unveil his newest children's book, titled Pete and Pickles. Meanwhile, the online contest to guess the ultimate fate for Opus closes at midnight tonight. There's a link to it on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.